Raised by Soundfest is coming December 3rd. Go to raisedbysoundfest.com for more information.
¿Quieren un poquito de sazón con su música latina? Join me, La Hora de Sazón con Talia. Soy Talia on 91.7 FM WYXR. Tune in every Saturday night from 8 to 9 p.m. for a little bit of Latin music, reggaeton, a little bit of cumbia, whatever you like. We play it on La Hora de Sazón con Talia. Tune in.
Un himno a la hermandad.
WIXR, La Hora del Sazón con Talia, aquí on 91.7 FM. Bienvenidos, welcome. Tonight we have a fun show. Tenemos música de Navidad, tenemos visita. Nuestra amiga Eileen Frazier de Ballet Memphis está aquí. She's going to talk to us about, you know, this special season. Pero otra vez regresamos a la música.
Ha sido un año duro para muchos, lleno de dificultad, pero mientras haya vida y esperanza, olvidemos todo y vamos a celebrar. Pero mientras haya vida y esperanza, celebremos porque llegó Navidad. Feliz, feliz Navidad. Pegadito gozaremos mucho más.
Recogió una bomba.
WYXR in the background, música de Navidad. Tenemos a Ismael Rivera, one of our favorites, mi tía María. Aquí, here in the studio, una señorita muy talentosa. Welcome, bienvenidos a todos. Esta noche, en la Hora del Sazón, tenemos el espíritu navideño y la bailarina Eileen Frazier was born and raised in Panama City, Panama, como yo. And before joining Ballet Memphis, she performed with the Ballet Nacional de Panamá and attended Butler University in Indiana. Amiga, bienvenida.
Gracias, gracias. Un placer estar acá.
Tell us, what are you most excited about this season?
I would say that the most exciting thing that's happening in the next 2 weeks is the Nutcracker.
The Nutcracker. Eileen, it's one of my favorite performances. I go every year.
Love to have you in the audience.
And we saw you last year. Tell us, what brought you to Memphis?
Love for ballet brought me to Memphis. I was in school at Butler in Indiana, and I was just trying to figure out what my next steps were. And I auditioned here, and I felt like I was at home. The dancers were very nice. I felt kind of like I just fit in, and it was an easy decision to make.
So, I mean, you came here as a dancer. What was your first impression of the 901?
Definitely different than Panama, yeah. For sure. You know, there's no beach clothes or anything, but I've grown to love it throughout the years, and it's my home now after 8 years of being here.
So, 8 years, so you're considering yourself a Memphian, or are you Memphian Panameña?
Memphian Panameña, for sure.
Yeah. How has it been navigating, like, two worlds?
You know, in the last few years, I feel like I've met so many more Hispanic people and people that I can relate to in terms of culture and, you know, language. It hasn't been hard, I don't feel, for me. Mm-hmm. I found a family here with my dance family, and then, you know, the Latin community is so welcoming and open to everyone that wants to be a part of it. So I've just felt like I fit in.
Okay. So that's a good answer. Now let's get into your life. So how old were you when you started dancing?
I was 7 years old. I remember my mom said she was going to put me in dance because I always used to wear towels on my head and put performances on in the kitchen and the living room and stuff like that. So she was like, you need to be in something. Mm-hmm. And I started dance just going on Saturdays for 2 hours a week. And eventually, 2 years after, I ended up getting picked to be in the competition team and start traveling with the studio. I was in G&G dance studio until I was 18.
And then that brought you to college?
Yes. I danced for the National Ballet of Panama for 4 years. And then I decided to go to college. I wanted to not leave Panama, but I wanted to kind of experience something different and explore other types of dance. Panama is very classical, and I wanted to explore more contemporary and modern. So I decided to go to college, and then I came to Memphis.
And now you're one of our favorite ballerinas here in Memphis, right? In Ballet Memphis. So when you're dancing, what got you started in ballet? Like, out of all the genres, why ballet?
I think it's the discipline for me. It was somewhere where I could just kind of get lost in just expressing myself and kind of, you know, routine and just, sounds bad, but like following instructions and like directions and having a structure. I was really good in like regular school, but I always just like sat and listened. Like, I wasn't really a vocal person. So with dance, I felt like it actually expressed myself through movement, and that's what started it all.
Nice. Okay. Entonces, thinking about just, you know, dancing, like, what's your routine? Like, do you just get up in the mornings and start dancing, or do you have a, what's your process like?
I take a shower every morning because I need my muscles.
You give us like play by play.
I need my muscles to be warm though. Like, okay. If I don't take a shower, I can't move. Mm-hmm. So that's like first thing. And then, you know, eat breakfast, go to the studio. I should get there 30 minutes earlier, but I get there 15 minutes before class. and just roll out my muscles, kind of warm up my knees, my joints. And then we just start with bar, which is like almost around 45 minutes.
Okay.
And center is like a half an hour. So you do an hour and a half class. And then after that, we go straight into rehearsals for the rest of the day.
So you're dancing all day?
Yes, I'm dancing from 9:30 to 4:30.
So when you're preparing for a show, like, I guess what I was trying to ask is, like, what rituals do you have?
I wouldn't say I have any rituals. Mostly it's just icing my feet at night after rehearsal. Just sticking my feet in for 15 minutes. Breathing it through, but besides that, I don't really have any performance rituals.
Just from dancing on point?
Yes.
Okay, so let's dive in into, I feel like we can popcorn through our conversation because we chat like frequently, right?
Yes.
So I want to ask you so many questions, but I know we're here to talk about the Nutcracker. So tell us, I mean, the Nutcracker has such a special theme, right? I feel like it has a strong message within the pieces to celebrate multiculturalism. Why should all cultures and all ages enjoy this piece, this performance?
I feel like it's just magical. There's so much unity in like different countries. We go from Spain to Arab countries to Chinese countries. So Russian, and then there's a little bit of like marzipan, which is mirlitons, and then we also have the sugar plum fairy.
Okay,
and
magical,
so
yes.
It's mostly magical. I feel like you can just get lost in like that dreamland from act one to act two. And it's just, I feel like it's just fun. You can just let go and enjoy the show.
So every year I notice something different. I know this year you told me you're performing. You have a special performance this year, right? I don't know if you can talk about it on air, but what do you want the audience to take away from this year's Nutcracker?
I feel like just love and support for different cultures, different countries, different styles of dancing. Like I said, it's just nice to just sit back and take it all in. I feel like I want everyone to leave inspired and wanting to just come take a class or come watch another performance. I always say that I fell in love with dance by doing it, not by watching it, but there's so many little kids there that just like watch and are mesmerized by what we do and how easy everything looks, but in reality there's so much effort behind and work that we put for months and months. I mean, we were working since October, since after Dracula.
I was about to ask, how early do you start preparing for this big show every Christmas?
We started right after Dracula, which was end of October, and I mean, we go all through December rehearsing. We started evening rehearsals this week with the kiddos, so now we're going full force.
So not only do you perform, you also teach.
Yes.
Tell us about that, because I know when we last connected a few months ago, you were getting ready for your new cohort of little bilingual dancers, right?
Mm-hmm.
So how often do we have this class and where is it?
Well, right now we have Viernes de Danza or Friday Dance at Ballet Memphis. We have it every Friday from 5:30 to 6:45. We currently are only doing adults.
Oh, serio?
Yes, because last year we did open up for students and like younger ages, I think from 5 up to 18, but we weren't getting too many kids. Actually, the adults were more interested in joining classes.
Wow, yeah. I may be in one of your classes. So tell us about this. So it's every Friday, so Viernes de Danza. Yes. And is it just, ¿qué tipos de baile?
Well, we do salsa, bachata, merengue. Oscar, which is our teacher, he's from Spain, so he does flamenco also. And it's just a little mix of everything. We do start every class with a little bit of ballet, just going to the bar, kind of moving your muscles around, getting warm before we start getting into el sabor.
Okay, el saborcito. ¿Y tiene costo estas clases?
Sí, la clase es de $5. Classes are $5. We wanted to make sure that the class was accessible and inviting for everyone. So if you happen to be around Midtown on a Friday night, you want to go on a date or just have a little workout or just have fun and feel your body, then please come and join us every Friday at 5:30. At Ballet Memphis.
What do you love about dancing? I know, I went from tell me about your class too. Let's dive in. What do you love about dancing?
Oh my gosh. I feel like just getting lost. What I mean is like in performance. You know, usually in the day to day, I'm just like thinking through things, like being a little bit of a perfectionist, trying to make everything as perfect as I can, which is, you know, good and bad. But I feel like once I get on stage, I just feel everything and kind of connect with the audience, connect with my partner, with my friends that are on stage with me. And it's not about perfection anymore, but just connecting with the audience and giving something to other people.
Nice. Okay. Entonces, Panama. When was the last time you went home?
I was actually there this summer. Before that, it had been 2.5 years because of COVID.
Wow. So tell us a little bit about our culture, or tell our listeners what's unique about la cultura panameña, in your opinion?
That's a hard question. I just feel like we're all like united. It's just like everything is a big party. Like, we celebrate everything. Baptisms, Christmas, birthdays, graduations.
Everything.
Everything.
A tooth coming in, right?
El arroz con leche.
El arroz con leche. Okay, so you mentioned Christmas. This is a special time. So what are some traditions in Panama que se hacen en Navidad?
Well, las posadas. We just go. Well, we used to do that in my neighborhood a lot. We just go from house to house and kind of sing Christmas songs and recreate kind of the nativity. Is that what it's called? Yeah, the nativity. And just we have like a little house at the end where it would be like Joseph and Mary and little Jesus. And we used to do that every year. But what I like the most is actually my family. We get together on the 24th at midnight and we sing carols. Sing happy birthday to Jesus and just have like a big gift exchange and just enjoy each other's company. That's something that I have noticed, that Latin cultures do celebrate the 24th, and I don't feel like people in the U.S. really celebrate the 24th.
Are you celebrating the 24th here?
I don't know. We haven't decided or talked about it yet.
Do you have a nativity scene or a little one?
We have a little one, yes. Okay.
I was like, aunque sea, tienes... ¿Haces tamales?
Ay, no.
Yo te guardo uno este año.
Thank you. Yo soy malísima cocinando. I'm not a good cook. So
okay. That was going to be my next question. I was like, what traditional dishes? La ensalada rosada. ¿Cómo se llama?
No. La ensalada de papas.
Es la rosada.
La de papas, ¿no?
I guess.
¿Es la morada?
Es morada. Okay. Yeah. Oh, it's red. God. I remember. It's like pink. Con el arroz con pollo.
I like arroz con pollo, but like I can't make it though.
Okay, I'll save you some too.
Yeah, I literally just asked my cousin for the recipe for romponche.
You know, I know mi papá hace romponche, but we're not drinkers. We do. My mom makes el dulce.
Yeah, we make that cake, too. Yeah. But like, I don't have any like recipes from my own. And also, like, we used to do it like with all the family, like all the women get together one Saturday and just like bake everything. So it's I'll weird save you just some. Doing it by myself.
We can come with you.
Okay.
We can go to the farmer's market. Compras el maíz. El de granito, and then lo hacemos con la cosa esa. ¿Cómo se llama la máquina?
No, no.
Why are you looking at me?
I don't know. I don't
de verdad es la máquina de mole. Y molemos la masa. Y ahí tú cocinas la carne y todo con Sabrina. Sabrina is in the audience, my sister. Okay. So, y también, I'm so rude. Tell us who we have in the room.
Well, we have Sabrina and Talia and Jeremiah and Jeremy with us here.
Mm-hmm. Any shout outs you want to give while we're talking?
Well, Jeremiah is my little buddy.
Okay.
And Jeremy's my boyfriend. We've been together for 4 years, so it's nice to have him here with me tonight.
Awesome. Okay. Bueno, entonces, Jeremy, you hear that. We've invited ourselves to come make tamales at your house. Keep the tradition going. All right, so back to you, my dear. You know, we talked about the Nutcracker. What message do you have for our listeners about this season?
Well,
this farewell message, advice, anything?
For the Christmas season or just for the season in general?
Sí, en general, con el Nutcracker.
Just come. Come enjoy the magic. We want you there. We want everyone to be able to experience the Christmas magic. And it's also my last year performing in the Nutcracker. So if y'all can come.
And for real?
Yeah. Yeah.
I feel like you have one more year in you.
Oh my gosh. My niece will say the
contrary. You're retiring? I know you kind of told me a little bit, but.
Yeah.
It's official?
Yeah. April 2023 will be my last performance with the company.
But it's not the end, right? Because you'll have... Can you talk about what's next?
No? Maybe in the next interview.
In the next interview? Okay. Well, it's juicy. I'm excited because it's not the end. You're still going to be, you know, warming everyone's hearts with the art of dance. And as well, like, sharing. You're going to be... spreading sprinkles of multiculturalism throughout your performances, especially this Nutcracker season. So everybody, you know, to learn more about Eileen Frazier. Actually, can I talk about your name real quick? Yeah. You have a unique name. I mean, I know it's Eileen Frazier, but there's more to it.
Yes. My middle name?
That's
like the only name that sounds like Spanish, Hispanic. So my middle name is Nerissa. In Panama, I go by Neri, actually. I got that nickname since I was in middle school. So it's kind of stuck with me then. And, you know, Frazier's, where is it from? I don't even know.
I don't know. Paternal, I guess.
Yeah, that's my dad's. But it's like, Irish? I don't know. And then I have Mutu, which is like Indian. So I have a mix of a lot of cultures.
Cause that could be our next, honestly, like when we explore, because I've been trying to explore, go through identity. I think I've been going through an identity crisis the older I get, I guess. Just breaking it down, like culturally where we are from. And both of us, all three of us, being from Panama, like it'll be interesting to just talk about lineage. And it starts with a name. So that's why I wanted to see if you want to share a little bit about your name.
Yeah, I'm actually going to do 23andMe this year.
Are you?
That's my goal. I just want to learn more about where I'm from. Like, yeah, we hear stories and everything, but it's, you know, word of mouth is not necessarily.
Correct.
Like,
correct. And then our culture is so blended and we're impacted by the diaspora. Yeah. We have the Latin American diaspora. You'll see in Panama, it's like a rainbow.
Mm-hmm.
You see every shade imaginable, every person, different dialects,
everything.
So anyways, that'll be our next conversation. But where can we learn more about you? How can we contact you if we have questions?
Well, my Instagram is Neri Frazier, which is NeriFrazer. You could also go to ballamanifest.org is our website. Yeah, I don't remember my phone number from the office.
No, des tu número de teléfono, pues chica.
No el mío personal, es el de la oficina.
Oh, okay. Entonces,
no me acuerdo.
Entonces, bueno, vamos a darle tu Instagram y tu Facebook. So, tu Facebook y Instagram otra vez.
El Instagram es Neri Frazier, NeriFrazer. And my Facebook is Eileen Nerissa Frazier Mutu. So it's like my full name.
Beautiful, beautiful. Gracias por venir otra vez. Thank you for coming. So excited you're here. Las puertas siempre están abiertas. We want to learn about you. My family and I are going to come see you perform. I know you said this is the last one. So,
yeah.
I mean, would you be embarrassed if, like, last time I saw you, I was like, Parabella! And I scared everybody in the audience. So no. I promise I have manners in the art. So this time, me. I mean, we'll bring flags. You want us to wave our little flag?
Yes, please do.
Okay. I'm sure my mom will definitely do that. She'll just see the Panameña, la bandera Panameña en el Orpheum. You'll know. Okay. Bueno, querida, gracias otra vez. Any last messages?
Well, just thank you for having me, and I hope to see you at Ballet Memphis or at the Orpheum for a Nutcracker.
¿Y los viernes?
A los viernes de danza. Please come join us.
It's a good opportunity. I think it's... Okay, I know we're, like, closing it out, but viernes de danza. Mm-hmm. Do you feel like your audience is more English-speaking who wants to learn Spanish, or do you feel like hay latinos que quieren practicar su español? Like, what do you
say? Right now, we have a mix. Okay. I would say that we have, like, half the people... are Latinos.
Mm-hmm.
And then we have a lot of English speaking, just wanting to learn how to dance and just be immersed in the culture.
Perfecto. Me mandas el flyer. I think I still have it. Lo voy a poner en Facebook, TJ Palacio. And that way you can have Eileen Frazier's contact information. Y bueno, los vemos en Viernes de Danza, sí. En Ballet Memphis.
En Ballet Memphis.
Bueno, gracias, querida. otra
Gracias
vez.
A ti por tenerme.
Aquí in the background tenemos el Gran Combo de Puerto Rico. It's Christmas time, so tune in. Gracias, La Hora del Sazón con Talia, 91.7 FM.
Estas Pascuas con felicidad, te deseo un cielo.
esperanza y paz. Te deseo amor en estas Pascuas, porque es lo que tú me das, y que todos nuestros sueños se hagan realidad. Siento en mi corazón y con seres queridos poder compartir la razón de lo que es vivir. Entre desencantos y ansiedades, busca tu verdad.
Thank you. vuelve a mi Navidad. Abrigadita en mi trineo salgo a pasear, y el aire que acaricia me hace feliz. Navidad está llena de amor y paz, qué dicha me da. Espero con afán siempre por ti. Es un nieve en enero porque al caer recuerdo que es tiempo que yo y mi trineo salgamos a aventurar.
Y corre, corre, vuela, que el tiempo se acabará.
Mi compañera, nuestra aventura nieve será. Que todo el tiempo, siempre, por siempre, juntos tú y yo. La tierra entera será pequeña para los dos.
Que todos queremos tanto. cosa.
Este es la parranda de los antillanos. Viene saludando a nuestros hermanos. Deseando a todos mil felicidades en los días alegres de las navidades.
Thank you.
que llegó Navidad. De amor es nuestro mensaje.
Todo es cuestión de llevarnos bien y enseñarle al que no sabe.
A parrandear todo el mundo y muchas felicidades.
Porque la fiesta se pone buena, ya estamos en Navidades.
Enseñarle al que no sabe
que es tiempo de unirnos todos y olvidar viejos pesares. Porque llegó Navidad, de amor es nuestro mensaje.
Todo es cuestión de llevarnos bien y enseñarle al que no sabe.
A parrandear todo el mundo y muchas felicidades.
Porque la fiesta se pone buena, ya estamos en Navidades.
I'm singing with the kids before the snow begins to fall. A covering building's great and small. Towers they may reach the sky, but angels high above them fly. And now we're putting up a tree. Christmas time in the Faroe City. Snow. La 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 la
And share his love with every race. And now we gather round the tree.
Behold, grown-ups and children of Pharaoh City, it is I, Frigidario, Holy Spirit of ice and snow. I bring Christmas joy to this desert. I distribute the snowflakes of heaven over these false idols and works of the Pharaoh's vanity. For you are like unto